You have such pretty eyes. Has anyone ever told you that? I mean, every time you blink, you just look so innocent and cute, like a little Barbie doll. So you know it's non-negotiable for me to add a few nice coats of mascara. Hold still now. Good. Good toy. You're being so good for Miss Teddy. Now we just have to pretty up those lips of yours as well. A generous swipe of pink lipstick so your lips stand out just like your glittering eyes. Hey, look at me. Don't be so shy, all right? I'm proud of you. And you should be proud of how pretty you look as my sissy. I think you'll find that life's not so bad as a sissy, Tina. You have many more days to look forward to. Days just like this. Or you get to close your eyes and be made up into a beautiful little doll. A little poppet for me to paint and play with. A long, shiny wig with your real hair growing out underneath, of course. Your fluttering lashes, flushed cheeks, and a pouty little mouth. All the skirts and dresses you could possibly desire, each one shorter and fluffier than the last, and, well, to top it all off, it's you get a bright pink chastity device, so every movement of your legs reminds you who that little girl dick belongs to. Take a guess. Not you, silly. Me. It belongs to me. In fact, every part of you belongs to me. Does the thought of that make you leak into your little plastic cage? Good. I like you that way. I like to keep you horny and dumb. I mean, you can't really touch yourself the way men do, of course, but you can touch yourself a little bit more like a girl would. A finger caught between your lips, or even pressed against the entrance of your sweet little ass. And of course, there'll be days where you won't even be able to touch yourself that way at all. I'll keep you just a little too busy cleaning the place while I'm gone, and when I get back, I'll tie your wrists and ankles to the bed, unlock your device, and edge you until you barely know your own name. It'll certainly be hard to touch yourself then, but it's a simple little sissy like you to do. Maybe at that point you'll be a little more amenable to help. Help from your mistress's cock, or maybe, just maybe, a bit of help from the real thing. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Helplessly exposed, your girl dick dribbling between your thighs and panting like a sissy bitch in heat. And then watching with your big wide eyes, watching a big, strong, real man make his way into the room and take his place above you. 'Cause see, you don't just want to be played with, you need it. All sissies do. And it sure doesn't hurt to have the help of hard cock when it comes to knowing your place. Close your eyes and imagine it now, slut. His cock dwarfing your delicate little dicklet, pushing insistently between your cheeks. The warm heaviness of his hands on you, fingertips exploring the inside of your mouth, or even just tugging on your sensitive little nipples. If you aren't touching yourself already, I guess I'll have to let you do that now, Tina. I'll let your horny little brain take over and craft all the images and sensations you need to make a big sissy mess. That's what you deserve, as my pretty, stupid, eager, favorite little doll.